thought I paid enough for my health insurance. I'm just going to say that. I'm on the family plan now this year, which was a new addition, which, of course, thankful for everything. So glad we're covered. Yada, yada, yada. But boy, my costs went up. Apparently, all of ours might next year. Tom Murphy wrote a great article for the AP. Tom, thank you for joining us here on WGN.
Thank you very much for having me.
Apparently, our costs are going to go up next year because what? Insurers and our employers are paying more this year and they're going to stick it to us next year?
Well, yeah, not necessarily every insurer, but a lot of insurers are getting hit with tons of rising costs. And so they've got to make up for that next year. They've got to set aside, you know, more money next year in anticipation that these costs are going to continue to rise.
What is it about this year particularly that the costs are going up more than maybe they anticipated in the first place? Is there something unique happening out there that is costing them more money?
Yeah, there's a few things, and it depends on the type of insurance. In Medicare Advantage, a lot of insurers are still seeing people getting care they put off during the pandemic, like new hips, new knees, that sort of thing. These procedures are still, people are still catching up on those. In the individual insurance marketplaces, there's just a lot of care use, like from emergency rooms, which are the most expensive forms of care you can get. There's a lot of care use there. There are also a lot of rising prescription drug costs, including some drugs that can cost a couple $1 million. There are these gene therapies that treat these really rare and serious conditions.
Huh.
And they're wonderful breakthroughs, but they're very expensive.
Because they're individualized to the patient, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. I won't hold you to that. I'm not a scientist either there, Tom. What about the GLP-1s? Has that contributed? More people want that, and the demand is high, so that's an unexpected expense the insurers hadn't quite banked for?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me of that. That's a huge part of this. I had one broker tell me that health insurance costs were already rising, and the GLP-1s, the weight loss drugs, especially the weight loss drugs, were like pouring gasoline from a helicopter onto the grass fire instead of water.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just surprised that these insurance companies who probably have actuarials that and tables and charts didn't anticipate more of this. But I guess the delay from the pandemic and the idea of getting back to the doctor, all good things that we're advised to do more so, maybe a little bit higher than people thought. Anything else contributing to this?
Well, just getting back to the GLP-1s, the big thing with them that scares insurers is that they apply to a lot of people, and it's not a cure. It's a drug you have to stay on forever, basically, if you want to keep the weight off. So they're factoring that into their future rates too. It's not a one-time treatment and then you're done.
Yeah. Obviously, there's other things along the way, drug cover changes. I mean, that's the thing. Is it just going to be costs going up, or do experts expect some belt tightening in terms of what you're even able to get on your insurance plans next year?
There might be some of that. I think a lot of employers want to avoid changes that disrupt their workforce because they don't want people to leave their jobs. That was more the case a couple years ago when the job market was tighter, but the job market's a little looser now. So some employers are feeling like they can make some changes, and that might mean paying more for a particular prescription or paying more when you go see the doctor or having a higher deductible.
Any guesses on the number, right? Like higher could mean 3%, and I'm like, well, that's cost of living. I can deal with that. But we've also had bigger spikes in the past. Or is it impossible to tell? And again, it depends on who you're chatting about.
Well, it sounds like a cop-out, but it is kind of impossible to tell because it depends on who is providing your insurance and who else is in your risk pool. So if you're playing in the individual market and there are a ton of sick people in that pool, or if you're at a small business and there's a ton of sick people in that pool or a ton of people using GLP-1s, you're going to see a much bigger hike, you know, than a plan that has a really big risk pool and lots of healthy patients.
What about the open marketplace? Similar story?
Yeah, premiums could really rise there next year because there are these subsidies, enhanced subsidies that might expire at the end of the year if Congress doesn't renew them. And if those are not renewed, then premiums will soar for a lot of plans next year.
Oh, interesting. I know a lot of people that are on the marketplace. I was on it once briefly between gigs, and it was a lifesaver, really. It wasn't cheap, right? And it
right.
And that was even with a little subsidy because my income was lower when I was in between those jobs. Does mental health and the lowering of the stigma and the seeking out of more treatments for people, does that play into this at all as maybe an unexpected jump in costs?
Yeah, people have brought that up, both mental health treatments and then substance abuse treatments, too. Insurers have brought that up in their quarterly earnings call. They're seeing a rise in these, more people seeking help and that sort of thing, you know, which is obviously a good thing, but it, you know, there's a price for it, too.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of the stuff that we're doing that is causing these prices to go up are good things, advancements in technology, maybe trying to get control of our weight, our mental health, going to the doctor for the first time since the pandemic. It's a bummer that it results in something on the other end that's going to cost us more in the long run.
Right. And also, you know, with those GLP-1s, you may have to stay on them forever, but you're not going to have a heart attack, and you're not going to have a stroke, and you're not going to wind up in the hospital. So the insurers, that's the benefit for the insurers. It's not just all a burden for them. There is a benefit, too.
That's a good point. But I guess there'd be a lag factor of savings for that. If in 20, 30 years they have less people with strokes and heart attacks, like you're saying, okay, good on them. But in the meantime, that isn't necessarily the case. Boy, that's an interesting read, Tom. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Well, yeah, and the problem with that is be my customer when I get that benefit, like 30 years from now or 20 years from now.
Yep.
That's a problem for insurers.
Tom, thanks for breaking it down for us. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's Tom Murphy from the AP talking about prices next year. Okay, we'll mark it. We'll see if they go up. You keep us abreast of that, listeners.